Eternal God, we bow before you, conscious of the needs of this world and in our own lives. We pray for your church in every time and place, that we and they may worship and serve you faithfully. We offer prayers of thanksgiving for this year's confirmation class, Lauren and Maggie and Neil. Bless them as they make vows to you this day. We pray for leaders and people in every land, that they may know your way and do your will. We pray for justice throughout the world, that there may be peace and plenty for all. We pray for the earth that you first made, that it may flourish in beauty and show your glory. We pray for those who hunger and thirst, that they may be filled with good things. We pray for those who are ill or who are close to death, that they may know your loving care. We pray for ourselves and the prayers of our hearts. In the silence of this moment, hear those prayers. Receive all these prayers, O Lord, in the tenderness of your mighty hand, and strengthen our hands to serve you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Confirmation is an exciting and joyous celebration, a day upon which we, the congregation, come together to support the confirmants who are affirming God's call upon their life. At this time, I would like to invite Carrie Bottrell to come forward.
Good morning. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the members of the 2018 confirmation class. Lauren Brown, Margaret Hobson, and Neil Colmer.
And Mike, if you would join with me. We rejoice that you now desire to declare your faith and to share with us in our common ministry. In baptism, you were joined to Christ and made members of his church. In the community of God's people, you have learned that God's purpose for you and all of creation is to glorify him. You have been nurtured at the table of our Lord and called to witness to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hear these words from the Holy Scriptures. You are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ himself as the cornerstone. In him who holds the structures and joins them together and grows them into holy temple, in whom you are also built together spiritually into a dwelling place of God.
Lauren, Maggie, Neil, as you learn this year, confirmation is a process of confirming baptismal vows, whether they were made by you for your parents when you were small or by profession of faith today.
Lauren, Maggie, Neil, I have a few questions for you this morning. Trusting in the gracious mercy of God, do you turn from the ways of sin and renounce evil and its power in the world? If so, please say, I do. Who is your Lord and Savior? Jesus Christ. Will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his words and showing his love? If so, please say, I will, with God's help. Will you be a faithful member of this congregation or whatever congregation you might find yourself in the future? Share in its worship and ministry through your prayers and your gifts, your study and your service, and seek the fellowship of the church wherever you may be. If so, please say, I will, with God's help.
Lauren, this Bible verse was selected especially from Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what is God's will, what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. May this verse be a blessing to you.
Maggie, it has been a wonderful joy to watch you grow spiritually throughout confirmation. May this verse from Colossians 3:14 and 15 be a blessing in your life and engraved upon your heart. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful.
Neil, this verse was selected especially for you from Isaiah 40, verses 29 through 31. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. May this be a blessing to you.
And would you please all pray with me? Dear God, we pray that you would increase daily your gifts of grace, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the awe of the Lord, in the confirmands and in us all. And your presence, we pray this both now and forevermore. Amen. The stoles are a representation of the yoking of a church member for the service of God's kingdom. The confirmants have created their stoles with their faith journey on one side and their life on the other side. As members of the body of Christ, we are called to care for one another by serving each other, even the least among us. And this center candle in the baptismal font is the Christ candle. It represents Christ's light in this world. But know, long before you were even born, the light of Christ burned in you. This morning you will light that candle as a representation, a symbol of Christ's light in your life.
Join me in the words of welcome to the confirmands. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you to share with us in the ministry of Christ, for we are all one in him.